rugby experience in Newcastle. How have you enjoyed yourself? It's great weather and quite exhausting to play the games, but it's great to catch up with old mates.
Yeah, mate, it's been great. You know, I've having a good chat to a few of the boys I haven't seen for a long time. Newcastle has put it on, great weather. Could have been up in Brisbane at the moment. We've got a bit of La Nina up there, up and down, but really good to be in this part of the world.
You're running an advertising style sort of marketing business. Yep. Tell us a little bit about that and the website we can get a hold of you via and also your socials.
You know, work for Huzu, Huzu.com. We're an influencer marketing agency, content creation marketing agency, so we sell advertising on social media. You know, sort of big accounts. We've been around now for since 2014. Really enjoying, you know, having the opportunity to work with different brands space and work with different individuals. You know, we've got a good team there based in Sydney. We're having a go. You know, we had a tough time during COVID. Back now, ready to roll, and we're actually going pretty well now. So there's a few things, you know, on the horizon and looking forward to having a good year, you know, coming into the end of financial year. We've got about 6 months till we get to that financial year and hopefully make some big strides coming into it.
Have you blokes been sort of knocked around in some of your corporates, including the travel, but also you've got car dealers that just can't stop selling cars as well, especially used cars?
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's actually been, you know, obviously being a part of Beach Rugby, we've, you know, everyone asked me, we've got a, you know, Ford sponsorship. Ford Australia have been great in supplying us with their cars. You know, I'm getting around in Everest at the moment. It's been great. And they can't get enough cars. You know, they're just flying off the floor. So I've had mates that have tried to come through me and said, mate, do you have any connections? Can you get us a car ASAP? Yeah, I'd love a... you know, one of those big Raptors, you know, I'd love to drive one of those, but, you know, it's a funny old time at the moment, but Ford Australia's doing well.
Well, with that gratuitous plug, we'll make sure you get two dozen of them, but also let's talk a little bit of footy. Of course, great to see you when it comes to rugby league. Your mates at South got through to the grand final, but weren't able to get the prize, but also your old mate Michael Maguire's got another chance at the Tigers as well, so tell us a little bit about those two clubs you were part of in the NRL.
Yeah, mate, I think it was a good grand final last year, I'm not going to lie. Souths had the chance, but, you know, Penrith, you know, being the best defensive team all year, obviously held them out. It was a great defensive effort, keeping them out of their attacking zone and keeping them down the other end. It was a great defensive effort in that grand final. I don't know how Souths are going to go this year, me being coached by Wayne Bennett. Now he's gone. I do know Jason Demetriou, but I don't know, you know, the boys love him. How he coaches at the top level was still yet to be seen. So, you know, it's obviously a good transition. It's out, and I really hope for them, for their sake. I think they'll be there again, there or thereabouts, in the top four. Great players. They've still got Cody Walker there. He's a bit of an enigma. You don't know what he's going to bring every game. I really like watching him play footy. A few good young guys coming through. Cameron Murray's a great player. Probably one of the best locks in the comp and captain this year. So they'll go well. I do think they'll miss Adam Reynolds. Great signing for Brisbane, I think. That leadership, that it matters in the top grade, 4 points turning into six. He did that every time. So I think they might hurt from that. But from a West Tigers point of view, Madge, I really like the acquisition of Tim Sheens being, I don't know what his role there is now, but coaching director or director of footy or whatever it is, he's a great coach. He's had a lot of success. Said in the past, I really enjoyed playing under Tim Sheens when I was there. The best time I've probably enjoyed playing footy was under Tim Sheens and the playing cattle that I had in and around me at the time. So they'll get the best out of each other. I know Tim Sheens will certainly make known what he wants and what he expects. If I'm being honest, I think once Tim Sheens left, I think the club probably went downhill, if I'm being honest, and lost a bit of direction. He seemed to have, you know, I didn't know too much about it, but he seemed to have had the Wests and the Tigers factions sort of working together. You know, hopefully he can get that back and the club can get back into the finals. You know, it's sad that, you know, they haven't played in the finals since 2011. I was still there when they last made the finals, so... I would really love to see him back. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but in the near future, hopefully, it can happen.
Of course, we talk a little bit of rugby, Super Rugby Pacific coming up. Great to see Fijian Drua have come in, so you'll be very happy having a Fiji pedigree, but also an old Waratah, and also your old big mate there, Brad Thorne, being a coach. Would you ever thought when he was a dual premiership win player with you at the Broncos that he would have turned out to be a coach?
I thought I may have played or coached rugby league, but I never thought he'd played at the Crusaders, never thought he'd play for the All Blacks. I never thought he'd win as many comps as he did playing rugby, but mate, he is an absolute freak. He's probably the best convert out of all of us, playing both coaches. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting comp. Obviously, you know, I love the Waratahs. Spent a lot of time there. They just acquired Jamie Roberts. Don't know how it's going to go. He's probably getting a bit on now, you know. Hopefully he can bring something different, a bit of experience in that midfield. He's a big body. Take that line on. He can draw in defenders, but I really hope they go well. You know, I think if New South Wales rugby is strong, I think Australian rugby is strong, and I think I've really been, I don't know about sad, but sort of watching them in the last few years not have the success that they probably want, it's been frustrating to watch and to support. But, you know, hopefully they've got a few guys that really want to have a go for them. I really like Lockie Swinton. I really love his aggression. I really love the fact that he doesn't take a backward step. They've got a lot of guys coming up through the ranks there. Fichetti in the backs. But they're very young too, very young squad. So they'll take time to mature together. You know, you've got to go through a bit of rebuilding to have those experiences together. You know, to steal them up for when the good times come. So hopefully, you know, that will happen in the next year or two.
And your mates at Fiji and Drua. Also, having Michael Byrne as the coach was interesting because we'd love to have seen a Fijian coach come in, but in the fullness of time that'll hopefully happen. And finally, of course, the Classic Wallabies coming to Canamble in April. Hopefully we'll see you there. You can find out more through the website there, classicwallabies.com.au, and the excitement in that.
Yeah, well, you know, I really like the Drua are a part of that Super Rugby comp now. I think, you know, they've been yearning for that for a while now. They've got a few players back from Europe that'll be part of it. I think Namunu Nungusar, who'll be the captain, I think it'd be great for him. So I think they've got a good young sort of squad there. They've picked up players that have played in New Zealand and Australia. Busting their ass up at Lennox Head. That's where they're based. They'll have a few games in Australia this year. I'm really looking forward to seeing them play and how they go around. Mick Byrne, good man. Hopefully, you know, he steers them in the right direction. But in saying that, I'm a bit disappointed that they didn't have any Fijian coaches in that coaching setup. You know, I think in time, hopefully they can sort of get a couple of Fijian coaches in there that'll help out and give them a bit of experience at that level. You know, hopefully in time that'll happen. You know, the Drua are there for a few years now, and hopefully they can, blood some young Fijian coaches that are going in the right direction.
Well, Lottie, thank you for your time. We want to wish you all the best. You can go through his website with his business there in Brisbane. I want to thank you for your time. Hopefully we'll see him up there in Canberra as part of the Classic Wallabies. And thank you for being here in part of the experience of Beach Rugby. You can go through the website, beachrugbyaustralia.com.au. And Lottie, thank you for your time. Wish you all the best moving forward.
Cheers, buddy. See you in Canberra.